and that is the cure to cancer.
We already did that joke.
But
probably.
Yes.
You haven't cured me, Gar. Far from it.
Should we just get to the point of the show?
What, starting a roll call?
We're live!
Kaigan!
Watching all the anime! Redcaster! Show Raven!
Equipment Wielder! Bluecaster! Vegeta's Azeel!
Loyal and Loud! Pinkcaster! Lightred!
Explorer from the Unknown! Yellowcaster! Otto Gar!
Trauma Inducer! Northcaster! Saga!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet!
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger!
On air!
Otsukare! Oh, it's quite possibly the most unenergetic start to an episode ever.
Well, that's what we're going with.
Yeah.
Welcome to episode 88 of Cast Ranger.
That crazy 88. So last week we mentioned that we would have a very special guest star on tonight. Unfortunately, that fell through.
But fortunately, we were lying.
Oh, sure, make us sound like assholes.
Fortunately, we were lazy.
It was all Gar's fault.
Planning problems. We'll sort them out.
Very hopefully next week have our special guest star, who we're still not telling you who it is, so you're just going to have to tune in next week.
Our surprise guest this week is the surprise future movie that got subbed.
Yeah, it literally got subbed today, and we were like, oh, that happened.
I'm wearing the driver right now.
Oh my god!
Destroy it! Quick! I'll go get my axe!
Oh my god!
No.
Whatever.
You can destroy yours!
Fine!
Keeping my own bitch.
So yeah, let's talk about why I hate the ninja. Are we doing Ghost
first?
No, we're doing Ghost first.
There's a proper order to this shit, Gar! Have you not been on the show?
I was in the hospital with a bunch of anesthesia. What you expect?
For 1 week! And you forget the fucking pecking order already?
Yes, Paul.
Making order.
All right, let's go Ghost.
Did you seriously just make a Danny Phantom reference?
Fuck yeah.
Have you met Ichi?
He's a phantom.
He's in the show.
He's a phantom.
I just love listening to the opening recap this episode because, like, there's this really awkward silence between the sentences where he's like, and so I am on a mission to make a Satcho Alliance. I have 94 days to live.
Actually, before we go on to episode 14, can I briefly say what I thought of episode 13?
No.
Sure, go ahead. Okay. Why didn't you say that first?
I don't know. It's midnight, fuck you.
You're midnight, go on.
Anyway, episode 13, at first I was like, really? We're doing the two-part
really? There's an episode 13?
But going on, he's something. I like Ryoma a bit more.
Oh, I love Goemon.
Oh, I love the possession, though. It was like, it felt like Deno to me, like Imagine.
Absolutely. Like, I don't know why I didn't mention that, but yes, it was like being an Imagine.
Lifts up his glasses. I don't need this.
It'd have been funny if he had like a catchphrase every time he showed up.
Well, I didn't hear you.
That was Ryutaros's.
Exactly.
Anyway. Let's say that this week's episode, quickly, long story short, David hates Ghost forever now.
Over one fucking millisecond.
Which I thought, like, I watched the episode and I literally, like, I lit up and I thought it was really funny.
Of course you
cute.
Did, because you like Forze. Short version is Ryoma Damashii once, like,
Ghost.
They fought the planet monster, and, like, it shoots off into space, so Ghost has to chase it, and the minute he gets to space, he's like, oh no, I'm gonna die! Wait, I'm a ghost. And then he just is so happy that he actually screams, Uchu Nikita!
He does the...
Like Forze!
He does the Forze pose.
Does the pose.
Yeah, and I remember, I was like, oh,
you might as well have just had Forze jetting behind him in the fucking background.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, if they went to the moon, I just wonder if they would have shown the rabbit hutch.
See, obviously, like, most of us don't like Forze, but I'm honestly okay. That's a nice little, like,
nod.
Nod, yeah. Like, why not, right?
Yeah, it's like, Oh, yeah, that. It's like when 3PO appeared in Force Awakens. It's like, oh, yeah, you're in this movie.
How is that anything like this?
Like, oh, yeah, Forza was a thing.
You spoiled Star Wars. Good job, Gar. Go to your room.
I'm in my room.
No, you're not.
Hashtag Gar Wars.
You're less than a foot away.
Just back up a foot.
But anyways, yeah, it was a cute little nod, and I liked it.
I thought it was neat, and I'm not even a Forza fan. Mm-hmm.
I like Rion.
I like how Makoto had to get permission from his sister to go out and play with the other children.
No, yeah! So, literally, Makoto is Cannon's pet. Because it's like... Because, no, like, he's there, like, watching over her, and then Cannon just looks over, and it's just like... Do you want to go see your friends? Yeah. Alright, you go see your friends. Okay, cool.
Okay, no, you know what? Fuck it. Another Star Wars reference.
Yippee! Ugh. Fuck off. You don't mention Jake Boyd.
I like how apparently... Whatever. I like how apparently fucking Ryoma knows Ryu because of all the... I guess Takaru's dad partied with the ghosts of the fucking heroes at some point.
Everyone knows Takaru's dad.
Oh my god, I can see that now.
Literally everyone at this point.
I could literally see that. A rave going on with Takaru's dad. Just boom, 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 boom,
boom. They can party till the break of dawn because they're dead and they don't require sleep.
Oh.
Also, me and Ichi continue to...
love still, Onari.
Yes, Onari is the best part of
Ghost. Yeah, no, that one shot at the end we represent with the newspaper and his head is all cocked and his eyebrows are super focused and he's like, oh!
What was the moment with
where he's like, newspaper!
Alright, you two go over here. You go over there. Okay, wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because, like, Shibuya was like, oh, don't worry, Onari will fight off the Ganma.
Yeah, that's right. No! I'm very fragile.
Ichi, when you showed me the picture that you took a screenshot of, that's when I started to realize he's a good, physically, he's a good, expressionist.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a good physical actor.
Like, he's a physical actor, but I would love to see him in something different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a complete 180 of this character. Be like, he could do that?
I will say, I kind of did like Akari this episode, because I liked her... I like that, she was really jealous of Takaru going into space. She was just like, you went to space? What was it like? What was it like? And Takaru's just like, space was pretty awesome.
She's the Space Corps.
Lane, you almost sounded like Patrick Warburton a little bit.
Space, you went into space?
Gotta go to space.
Space is pretty awesome. Hey, Vader.
Now you gotta do it like this. Space, it's pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome.
You always have to end the Patrick Warburton getting slightly
quieter. That's amazing.
That's actually really disturbing.
I've been told I do a good Patrick Warburton. Yeah.
One thing that happened this episode that I kind of got weird, that was kind of dumb, was like the one moment where they were on the Condor phone and they're like, oh no, we don't know where they are. And I'm just like, you used the Condor phone to locate people before. Why can't it just fly there like it did in episode 3?
Yes, that pissed me off. No. They just pulled the Condor phone out of his ass. I'm like, no! Is that actually your phone for the show?
Yes!
No, it's like how Makoto, he has,
the Cobra Mobile.
Cobra Mobile's okay,
is awesome.
No, you want to know the weirdest part, though? Besides from that, it just came out of nowhere. It's like, you actually use that thing as a phone?
Yeah,
I know.
It pissed me off.
It's not like the gadgets from a
Makoto using the Cobra Mobile as a phone. I have no problem with because the gadgets all do what they're designed after. But again, my problem is you have previously used the Condor phone to locate someone you were just talking to on the phone. Why is that no longer a possibility? Apparently,
there's a simple explanation for that.
That was good.
Yes, and so we see Adele for the first time this episode.
Yeah, we see him a flashback of the conversation he had with Alan had with them in the past episode that we didn't see. So I'm like,
imagine if Japan just decided to be super dicks, and the first time you see Adele, he goes, "Hello."
No.
That's the joke I'm making. That's why I keep saying when we see Adele not in a flashback, he has to come through a portal and it's be hello ready
to say. I like how Adele is just Takatora in space because he looks way like Takatora.
Time to make a music video.
But yeah, no. Every single time Adele shows up and shows hello. No, I know. I'm just saying. Expanding on
the space gamma. That He wasn't revived.
It was the planet Ganma. He wasn't revived. He got away last time.
No. Like, he was, like, the original villain for these two episodes, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was just the other one that
I liked him. Yeah. He was cool. The whole father-son thing, cool. Your brother got run over by the...
Yeah, that's why.
Got run over and died. What does that have to do with building a satellite?
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. I'm like...
They were too sad. They didn't know if he wanted to do it because he died. Some stupid bullshit.
No, the father was super sad about it. The son got over it and was like, okay, look, can we continue our work in his memory? And he's like, no, fuck you, I'm still sad.
Those two aren't important, despite how much the episode tries to make them important. Anyways,
it was just
Tokon Boost and Spectre double henshin. That was awesome. Alan stepping in to actually fight Spectre and steals the Gangan hand. That was awesome. Yeah, Spectre tries to use Houdini and fails, sitting up next episode.
Why couldn't it work, though?
Because he needs the bike. Because he needs the bike.
Because
he needs the bike.
No, and from what we've seen in the preview for the next episode, his bike isn't cooperating with him.
Can it be like the Mad Max game? That, like, self-place? I need the car!
The other thing that was funny was, like, Alan was, like, fighting Spectre pretty aggressively, and then the moment he switches to Nobunaga, there's this really awkward shot, like a half-away shot of seeing Alan off in the corner as Spectre's becoming Nobunaga Namashi, and the minute he finishes transforming, Alan just, like, turns tail and bolts off-screen, and I'm like, that was awkward.
He has a ranged weapon now. I'm out.
Yeah. Oh, so see ya. So you know, Ichiha, you were complaining that, like, the horns on the GC Houdini, like...
Apparently they are that big.
No, but I was saying the reason why the horns are that big is because literally...
They're the horns on the bike.
Yeah, the horns on the bike.
Yeah, but looking at the horns from the actual screenshot, it looks like those are the ones he uses. They are bigger in that form.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that next week.
But as I mentioned in, like, Extra, like, my thing about Alan being Necrom... He'll be starting Evil Rider, but honestly, if he's going to become, like, a good rider, I know exactly how it's going to go down, because
he's Makoto's friend.
Not even that. It's, if you've noticed, Alan's going against, like, he's doing shit against everyone else's, like, rules.
Yeah.
Like, he's going against his brother, that's why Adele sent Javel to watch over him and keep it, like, and make sure he's doing what he's supposed to do, but Alan just keeps going, no, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want my way, and so, eventually, yeah, he probably makes a rider system or something like
that.
No,
my plan. Fuck your plan.
Let me finish quickly. So, what's going to happen is, Alan's going to become Necrom, he's going to fight them for a little while, still, and then Adele's going to be like, no, you're fucking up, blah, 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 and then Alan's going to realize that his brother's a huge dick, and then he's going to side with Ghost and Spectre to... say, to spite his brother.
We all
like,
know.
You.
We all
did
know
you write the show?
We all know Necrom is going to turn good after Grandpa Max dies.
No, I have an idea.
Ben 10.
Yeah. Oh, that got me, because I'm a fan of Ben 10.
I watched the first season, that's it.
I watched...
Anyways,
I
thought it was creepy how when Ryoma was talking while he was in Ryoma Damashi, the jacket glowed.
I have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Necrom be like Delta from Fize.
It basically is.
Oh, what, like, people...
Where Necrom
them?
Gets
yeah.
passed down?
Yeah.
Oh, if we get one time where Javel becomes Necrom, I'll be happy.
Because wouldn't that be cooler? Just, like, have multiple people using this...
Yeah, it's a rider system that multiple Genma can use.
That's the thing. They haven't done that a lot lately, where a rider system gets passed around. I think... I think the latest example of that is in the movie we're going to review this week, where... Drive gets the Mach Driver.
Spoilers!
Whatever.
Many spoilers.
Everyone knew about it. Super Dead Heat was...
That was like a surprise spoiler, man.
Not the spoiler I was referring to.
Oh, yeah.
That was a surprise.
Yeah,
okay, is anyone else creeped out by the fact that apparently inside every icon is just the jacket sitting on a black suit actor
No,
inside?
I love that.
No, that was just Musashi Damashi sitting, like, Zeza position.
No,
but it's safe to say that all of the icons are like that, though.
In there.
No, that's going to be...
Essen has a lab, Newton's under a tree.
No, actually, this is going to be a reoccurring thing in the next few episodes.
He's gonna have to befriend all of the ghosts now and do their shitty side quests.
And that's how he's gonna unlock that mid-season form.
That would actually be interesting. Let's see. So, Edison would be in a laboratory, Newton would be under a tree, Beethoven would be in, like, a concert hall.
Ben K's just surrounded by weapons.
Ben K's on an island, because wasn't he trapped on an island or some shit?
No, he's a monk.
Billy the Kid's in a saloon.
Billy Robin the Kid's Hood in a
would
saloon.
Just be in the woods.
Yeah, Robin Hood would be in the woods.
No. He'd be on a bridge in the woods. Over.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, he would be in the Disney vault.
Get the fuck out
of here. Fuck you. Nobunaga would be in a castle. Tutankhamun would be in a tomb.
Houdini would be in a
chains.
Crate. In a crate.
In the chains.
I got to tell
you now. He's chained up in a crate.
Upside down.
Of an aquarium.
That's upside true. Down.
In space.
That.
Upside down.
Ryoma's in a room in an inn, because that's where he died. He got assassinated.
Oh, no, I got it.
Oh,
idea.
Okay.
Got a meeting.
Idea. Yep.
Not this. This sound really mean. Hitler, Damashi.
No.
Please no?
Never mention that.
God, I already know what the face would be.
Well, no shit.
Danger, bro.
Like the fucking ghost face would be the fucking. Like,
you'd have the mustache and the swastika. God, I gotta make this thing.
No!
Kagan Hitler!
Kagan Hitler! All for the Aryan race! Go, go, go!
Kagan Yura!
Oh god.
Yura!
Yura, Hayara!
No, it'd be like. Powerful Führer, Sieg Heil!
That's the title of the episode.
No, it is not!
No, it is not!
Fuck. In fact, the title is No, It Is Not.
The Führer's Face.
Damn it. I'm good at making these title names.
The title of the episode is No, It Is Not.
Yeah.
How about No, It's Not Hitler?
So, yeah, apparently next week, the Necrom...
Or guess is Hitler.
Shut up! The Necrom icon shows up and we get Spectre Houdini Damashii. I'm ready.
Today on Radio Sentai Cast Ranger, we have a very special guest introducing the Führer. Will he be,
Wow, I think this joke is kind of dragged on
a bit too much.
Father Caster.
Nope.
Actually, what? Seize him!
Shut up.
Let's talk about
All right.
Let's talk about some ninjas.
Next.
I kind of want to talk about Hitler a little more.
Yeah, man.
Ninjas.
Jews.
Hitler ninjas.
Shut up.
Not until Jew-Oger.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Zoo-Oger!
I know. I know it is.
I'm calling it that now, Jew-Oger.
We're calling ninjas, please.
No!
So,
anyways,
Gengetsu's alive.
Yoshitaka's an asshole.
No.
Are you just figuring this out?
I'm like, he's a real asshole.
Like, Lane, have you met ninjas?
No, like, this is my.
Lane has met no one.
I love it. They actually went out and said that Kyuemon is the son of Gengetsu and a fucking concubine. They just admitted on a children's show that Kyuemon is the son of a prostitute.
Again, I'm wondering how they're going to change this when they do Ninja Steel.
No. Not a prostitute. Not technically what that means.
Concubines, yeah, back for like the Japanese, were like not so much prostitutes as just consorts.
They were literally just a side woman for fucking lord.
So baby mama. Like, yeah. We just need you.
The fact that they were culturally accepted doesn't change what they were.
He has a wife.
Who is apparently okay with this, by the way.
Not really. No. She seemed pretty fucking
She was just angry that that Mangetsu was dead. She didn't give any fuck about Kyuemon's lineage.
Well, again, it was more just because, that's just
how it was back then. The word concubine and just went,
Okay, no. Consider it, like, Kyuemon's situation is, like, think of it like it from the scene Mr. Deeds, where, like, he's reading the diary and...
Okay,
like,
first, I haven't seen that. And second, why are you comparing that to Ninja?
No, okay.
Seems like
the quick scene is that, like, you see, like, Adam Sandler's like uncle, his character's uncle, in a flashback or whatever, and he's like at his desk, like writing a diary, looking at like the, this woman that he like wants to bang, and it's one of his maids, and he's just she's like, oh, like trim the plants or whatever, I'm trimming the plants for you, and then like he bangs her, and that's how like something. Whatever.
Well, that's one hell of a pickup line, I guess. So
that's my relation, anyways.
That's his relations,
because Lane already knows it.
What?
This is fucking bullshit.
Oh yeah, okay, so
no,
quick.
Not even that. Just...
Let's just get into it. But yeah, Masakage, he's tiny.
Okay. So great.
No.
Okay. How does this man get run through and stabbed several times without
this
fucking dying?
Mechanical
this
suit.
Because it's a fucking robot body.
Which is stupid because you think that would be more susceptible to destruction.
No.
Instead of being biological and regenerative. But,
instead,
oh my god, okay.
Instead, he's made of fucking
this is the most undignified. This is the most undignified sending off destruction of a general I have ever fucking seen.
Do you know what I...
Sugimori Masakage had dignity, had talent, had actual character to him. And this is what they reduce him to! A tiny version of himself inside a robot!
Do you know what would have been the icing on the...
I'm choking on my own rage here!
Do you know what would have been the icing on the cake, though? It shows him, like, doing, like, a spell to make him bigger. It just would have been funny if it just...
He brought him to regular size?
That's
size.
Had to
do
that's
it again.
What I was gonna say.
I was hoping.
That's what I was hoping they would
when
do.
When I saw them do the usual, like, upwards camera angle on him when he was growing.
Yeah, I was like...
I was like, is he just gonna grow to regular F size now, please?
Although, I have to
please.
Say... I have to say, when they were first showing, like, the, like, camera angles of him low to the ground, like, before they revealed that he was tiny, I'm just like, what, is he, like, crawling?
Just...
you know what I liked about it all, though? The fact that, like, Takaru wasn't involved in it at all. His defeat.
Yeah.
I like that it was
yeah.
the rest of the team.
He was busy doing his fucking final exam where his grandfather told him to kill him.
Hell,
he failed.
Masakage's plan this entire episode was to replace Takaharu in their memories with himself.
Which was
he
amazing.
He even put himself in the roll call.
I'm making that a wallpaper.
No,
that
that's great. The thumbnail.
That was wonderful.
You know what? Yes.
Yes, the thumbnail
that's
of an episode is that. But it was genius.
I just love how he doesn't bother making himself like a ninja. It's just straight up... Master of the Dark Moon, Sugimori Masakage, Shingen Sentai Ni Ninja!
I don't have a problem with the way he goes out. I don't really care.
With how absolutely slapstick they fucking revealed his shit.
Yeah. Yes, it just comes out of nowhere. It's like...
Hey guys, I have an idea. I'm gonna cast a spell that shows us the fucking thought bubble... So we can see what the fuck's going on. Oh, hey, look, he's a tiny guy in a suit. Fuck, they revealed my fucking true identity.
Yeah, I say Super Mega Force is lazy.
Honestly, I thought it was funny. But yeah, it's like there's no reason why. Wait, what does that have to do with anything? Him being in a robot?
Like, this is one of the reasons why I'm starting to realize the ninja is not really that good.
Not only that, but
there's
they...
just so many ideas... And then they're just being shoved in for no reason or no context.
I think...
And they didn't even bother explaining why he was tiny.
I think would have ended, made, like, his defeat perfect. It's just, like, they reveal that, like, they destroy his body and he, like, falls on the ground. He's like, curse you ninjas!
Step on him.
Just he's, like, rambling, just fucking,
Okay. You know what? If they had done that, I would have forgiven it, almost, because that would have been funny enough to mask over the shame.
And then Yakumo just goes over, steps on, is it? Is it?
And then there's the other line that I really hate in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yoshitaka, the grandfather, he said, you guys have failed in my training. You didn't! Train them!
You know, he kind of has, in a way.
He jumped in and gave them a lesson like once
shit
every couple
and
episodes.
He makes them try to figure out the meaning of what he said.
But
and then they're like, oh!
No, but he didn't physically teach
him. Yeah, sometimes you don't have to physically train someone, you train them mentally.
Yeah, but he was talking to Takaharu about, oh, your fighting style isn't really that well compared to what I was supposed to teach you. Again, you didn't teach him anything. You gave him, like, you gave your son all
to
this
be fair, that's just what we haven't seen, but I'm sure he has actually trained them.
Yeah, because
his son,
it's
Takaharu's dad was supposed to be the teacher.
Tsumuji taught them like the book knowledge about ninjutsu, and it's not impossible to guess that at some points off camera that Yoshitaka did training with them. But you are right in the sense that there's not enough substantial footage showing him actually training them for us to believe that he actually had a worthwhile stock in their training.
Oh yeah, Gabi's back.
Gabi's back too.
And he's got red hair now for some reason.
He goes powered up.
I guess.
Apparently
it's soaked in the blood of his own death.
And apparently the villain's base
has been inside of a mountain the whole time.
Not inside a mountain. It's been underground this whole time.
Under a mountain.
Yeah, it's in the mountain.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah, but here's the thing though. They never really say where it was.
You don't need to.
It's not important, but it is.
Wait, where was Rita's base on the moon exactly?
Yeah,
it was on the moon.
It's like
they're underground.
It's like finding
in a mountain.
That's like, just as vague of a description.
It was like finding out that the villains in Tokyuger, they were in their town the entire time.
And
then that is why I have to say this. I miss that. I really do.
Zed from Tokyuger.
He was such a good villain.
Oh, Zed was awesome.
I missed the chicken nugget. No, I don't. I just felt like saying
Greta. I love Tokyuger, and I don't even miss
one
Greta.
One other thing I wanted to comment on, and on one hand, it's kind of lazy and stupid, but on the other hand, it's kind of brilliant. The way they defeat Masakage is Yojutsu. So, while he's replacing himself in their memories, he includes Fuka and Yakumo start thinking about the times where Takahara's been a fucking dickhead.
It was weird seeing them just going forcibly trying to fucking...
So they flash back to times when Takahara's been an idiot, and then Masakage gets overwritten in those memories.
That was funny.
And I'm like, okay, so on one hand, this is what we were leading up to by having the Red Ranger be a fucking moron.
And remember,
but on the other hand, I don't like how that was just so hastily thrown together in that one episode. Like, this is the payoff for having to put up with Takaharu all season?
And remember, children, there's only 3 episodes left of this series.
You had to admit, though, that the way they edited Masakage into all those scenes from past episodes was really good.
Re-editing?
Yeah, I'm not commenting on that, because, yes, the editing in those was top-notch. I have nothing to complain about.
They probably just reshot it.
The best part was, like we said, the roll call.
Yeah, no, that was fucking horrible.
But I feel like having to put up with Takahara all season was not worth the payoff from this one episode because they got out of a yojutsu because no one ever actually relies on Takahara.
Oh, and apparently, if you want to become the last ninja, you have to kill the last ninja.
Yeah, they actually showed that on the flat. That was the only good thing about
this episode. I like the episode overall because of that. Like, it was just a matter of like, holy shit, they're going with some deep themes here.
Yeah, that was good.
What I really enjoyed, though, was like, Takahara kept leaving to go help the ninjas, and like, Yoshitaka's like, where the fuck are you going? We're having a fight to death. He's like, I'm not gonna kill you. And he's like, well, and
then
like,
you fail.
I'll see if any one of us was with you, fighting you right now, we'd all say the same thing. We wouldn't kill you. And he's like,
"Well, fuck you. You all fail.
Are you sure about that?"
It's like,
yes.
Like we would all wouldn't kill you. Okay, maybe Kenji, but
no. Kenji loves the Last Ninja. He's his biggest fan. Anyways.
Oh no! You know who really kills him? The
it's
Kuemon.
Well,
we don't know if he kills him. We just know that he hates his mentality, which, as we know through Daddy Ninja, is possible to take without killing him.
And according to next episode, Grandpa beats or fights Big Daddy.
Yay! Yeah, next week we get to see Daddy Ninja
gets into action, and Yoshitaka both becoming alternate Aka Ninjas.
I'm starting to realize he's rarely in like any of the episodes anymore. The dad.
That's because we're busy with plot. We don't have time for goofy
dad.
Yeah, he's fucking useless. So.
Well, not next week.
Yeah, well.
Exactly.
I'll save that judgment for when I actually fucking see him do something useful.
Fair. That's fair. He'll probably
transforming does not necessarily make him useful.
I'm calling it now. He'll probably just use that tornado jutsu once to combine with the other two for a super attack, and that'll be it.
Oh, no. He uses the Ichibanto to transform.
Okay.
Yeah, we saw them with Ichibantos and Aka Ninja Shurikens.
Yes. Yeah. All 3 of them?
Yep.
Well, okay. Not with the grandpa.
Because I don't think we've seen a shot of Yoshitaka with an Ichibanto. I think the idea was that he just wills himself to transform through sheer mentality.
God damn it.
I don't know.
I'm sick of the ninja now.
I'm kind of ready for Zeodor.
I'm like, I said, the only thing I've liked out of the show was Star Ninja. That's it.
And speaking of Zeodor, we got a trailer for it at the end of this week's Ninja episode.
You mean the fourth promo?
Yeah.
It's the fourth one, Ichi.
Yep.
We've had many promos.
I'm not saying it. I didn't say it was the first one. I just said we got a promo. Fucker.
This is a very hostile.
Anyways, episode. Let's start our mission.
To review Drive Surprise Future, the movie. All we need is this drive. Good segue, everyone.
Nice drive.
So, this movie, I think, was worth the wait.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
This had a lot of fun.
I'm just happy to see Drive again. Whee!
This beats the episode in Ninja.
I was happy to see Chaser again. Whee!
Like, once again, Drive has to save the Ninja for this week.
But yeah, like, this movie was really, really good because, like, it had a lot of emotion, it had a lot of good humor and, adorable moments.
It wins in humor.
And it had a good twist!
With the twist.
I just love the opening shot of, like, Dark Drive with his car driving down a building, and he just, like, steps out as, like, the door's hanging open, and he stands on top of the open door, and I'm like, that should be breaking off now.
And his shift cars, which the toy versions of them, completely useless.
Yeah, but...
And if you buy them, I'm not going to say stupid, but you could use your money for better things.
Yeah, like other shift cars.
There you go. But no, in the movie, they actually had a purpose, and it was a really badass purpose. Like, because he had a Deco Traveler, a Justice Hunter, and a Technic, and he used them to possess a police car.
Wait, that's what the other one was? It was a Technic?
It was a Technic.
It was a mod of Technic, but the name of the shift car is Shift Next Builder.
Oh, yes. Dude, that's cool.
Yeah, but it possessed a police car, a Deco truck, and
a
giant fucking crane machine thingy.
A construction vehicle.
Yes.
But no, just...
A transformable one, apparently.
Am I the only... Again, I said it while we were watching the movie. Dark Drive... He sounded so much like Omega from Sonic Heroes.
Kinda.
I liked how
it was just Krim's voice, but, like, pitched
just
down.
Yeah.
Our mission.
Yeah, it sounded really cool, though.
Our mission.
Okay.
Annihilate. Fire.
I just...
Can someone please add in Omega catchphrases with Dark Knight? I would pay someone to actually see that.
Destroy Eggman.
Run.
Fire.
Fire.
So this was the movie that... this movie apparently happens mid-show because Chaser's still around, but we have Type Trider on, so it falls somewhere in the late 30s to early 40s.
I think it's before Gold Evolution.
It's before Bonno shows up, but it's actually hard to pinpoint because Eiji mentions Bonno, which...
He does?
Bonno, yeah. Eiji mentions, like, oh yeah, Krim is an evil professor like Bonno, and I'm like... I'm not sure what point in the series they established that Bonno was evil, but it was definitely late.
Who said that?
They didn't.
Eiji.
They didn't.
He made him.
Mentioned.
Well, no, in the series they mentioned Bonno. Like
they mentioned
Krim
him a couple
like,
times.
Oh, Bonno was my partner. Like he created the Roid Mutes.
But they never
established.
They never established that he was evil until he came back.
Hang on. Mm. Did any of the characters actually directly say who's Bonno or?
Like, yes. And earlier on, Krim did mention Bonno, that he was his partner when
in this movie, when said...
The only mention of Bonno in this movie was when Eiji said, oh, Krim was an evil scientist like Bonno.
See, and if they don't respond, maybe they'll just be like, who's Bonno? So it could take place before Bonno actually shows up.
It definitely has to take place before Bonno shows up, because Gold Drive is not around.
Could you imagine if he did join up with them?
That would have been a weird movie.
Yeah, Shinosuke goes to goes to fight like the giant Batroid Mude shift car thingy, battle core thingy.
That's just thingy.
And then he turns into Formula. He's about to shoot it, and then Eiji comes in. He's like, no, don't do it. And then like for some reason, Beltsun gets like really pissed off and glitchy. And I loved when he did that.
Yeah,
and
seeing Krim angry in this movie was great.
And just fires the shot, but it destroys the viral core, but also like
buildings
does a lot of damage to some
and
buildings.
Apparently it caused some civilian injuries. According to the
I saw all their parachutes.
It should all be caused. causing civilian injuries. This fucking explosions are always huge.
Wait a minute. Good thing it was a Sunday.
But Rina makes an explanation later during, like, the... Because Shinosuke escaped or whatever and left the scene when he shouldn't have.
Random guest.
So the police are like, oh, he's danger to and bad reputation to the police force, blah, blah, blah. And, but then Rina made a mention that the trailer Ho isn't supposed to be that powerful. So
it was because Krim was out of control.
Yeah.
Was it? Or I was actually fine.
Well, remember, Krim, like...
Here's the thing.
Krim's
I thought it was sabotage.
Here's the thing. I don't think they ever actually explained why Krim went out of control.
No, they said he was... Something consumed him.
I'm assuming Eiji had something to do with it.
He probably planted a virus in
it. It would have to be that, but... you know what? While he was grabbing the trailer hoe, that was probably how he did it.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a trailer hoe.
We see like the future that Eiji comes from, and like Shinosuke is denying it, and Krim's like, well, we shouldn't like...
A bit of trivia about that part, though, where he's like seeing the vision of the future. We may have mentioned it when it was uploaded, but Bandai actually uploaded on their channel the actual high-quality video of, like, Krim, like, 004 giving that speech, which is great, because the funny part is, in the movie, they omitted the part at the end of the video where he was like, Dewa, good luck!
Good luck.
And I was like, why did you cut that? That was the best part!
Wait a minute. Quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of us said that they wanted him to be, like, the guy who, like... Dearly beloved, we are gathered here
to... Oh, to administer their wedding?
Yeah.
Well, they're not getting married until children will be testing Genesis.
No, I mean, like, out of us.
I think I said that.
Yeah,
I would just love... Yeah, I would love Chris Pepler to...
No, just... Lane, good luck.
Start your engine!
No,
start just, your marriage! Just
good luck.
I bet you he'll say that in the fucking movie.
Oh, god damn it. That'd be fucking gold.
Would not doubt it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, AG shows up and he's like, oh, yeah, Krim Steinbeld's gonna go crazy and destroy the world and take over and blah, blah, blah. And Tamari, having had Krim as his lifelong partner up until this point, is obviously not so easily convinced.
I liked how the first half of this
movie... Krim seems totally convinced and willing to go along with this no matter what.
After that outburst, which was evidently caused by AG.
I liked the first half of this movie was a blatant Terminator ripoff.
Yeah.
The machines have taken over, so they send me back in time to go warn you and
like,
make sure you're
zero
safe.
Subtlety.
Even Shinosuke's like, Shinosuke's like, go back to where you came from, and he's like, yeah, the time road you can only use once.
Oh my god, I got a time road. Come on, Dad, they're gonna catch you. Yes, the Titan X car to show.
Gotta leave, gotta leave.
I have to say, like, okay, I've said this before, the next Triteron, it's a cool looking car.
I don't doubt it's a beautiful Mercedes.
I think they could have designed it better in terms of it being like the Triteron, because it's like the Triteron looks unique and stuff.
Yeah,
because
but
it's all like
futuristic. It's cool.
I understand. Well, no, and it impressed me because it has holographic weapons, which I've never really ever seen been done before in anything. That, as far as I can think of,
if they were holographic, they wouldn't exist. They'd just be illusions.
But they did look
energy.
Cool.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying.
It looked like something out of Tron.
You know, I said this before. That's actually very much true. I said this, his name was Dark Drive, right. I said this before a long, long time ago, but I'll say it again. He looked like motherfucking Ecliptor.
Absolutely.
From, who's Ecliptor from? Lost
Power Rangers in space.
In space, yeah.
I know the good Dark Spectre.
The best season.
I will finish what you started.
No, I meant to call it when
really? Really?
Yeah,
I'm the Kylo Ren fanboy.
I was the one who made the Star Wars joke in this room.
Oh god, it's the apocalypse!
Evan,
Royden me apocalypse.
The guy.
Good luck.
That's it. Guess he's what? A Royden.
Well, yeah. Time to reveal it. I am one.
Yeah. I knew it. You just take off the hat and transform.
Yeah. Good thing I'm
my God,
driver.
Look, just watch me transform. Just takes off the hat.
The hat was holding in his powers.
And that's it. Actually, yeah, I've never.
I should put that in the game.
Sit back down. Continue
like,
reviewing.
It's just like I can't take off this hat. Why not? It's load bearing.
Sorry to get off track, but I've never actually seen Evan without that.
No!
It's like looking into the Ark of the Covenant.
You'll open the black hole.
Anyways, What was really cool, so the police find Eiji and Shinosuke in, like, this parking garage that they're in, but it was really cool that, like, they brought out, like, SWAT teams with riot shields and stuff like that, because
we're up against,
you know,
a Kamen Rider.
We're up against a Kamen Rider, yeah. So it's good to take precautions like that. What?
And they sent Go.
Just while they're running.
Yeah, while they're running, you just see the try to run under a tarp.
Okay, hold on. Here's the thing that gets me about Go showing up to that battle. Go is not a police officer, so why is he listening to them?
No, man.
Obviously, he would think that Shinosuke is not evil.
No, man. Slams on the brakes instead of mock. Traitor! T-R-A-R.
We get it! Star Wars!
White costume.
Yeah, Evan gets it.
But they probably just asked him, it's like, we want you to, like, you know, apprehend Shinosuke so we can, like interrogate him and stuff like that. Like, they don't want to kill him, they just want to capture him.
That was a cool shot,
come with me, and we can sort this out.
Yeah, and then it's like, who's this? Oh, it's my son. The fuck?
Go with
what? What's wrong with you?
It's like when...
It's my son. You did what to my sister?
Well, that's actually never addressed until the end of the movie.
No.
Yeah, it would have been funny if I was like, oh,
the one thing we didn't mention, like, when he's, like, escaping from the police, there's this one shot of, like, the cops as they're, like, surrounding him, and you see them run by, very obviously, the Trideron under a tarp.
No, it was cool. Also, yeah, he presses the Trideron key, which, like...
We've never seen before outside of the movie.
I actually wish the Trideron key, like,
was
toy...
Was canon in
like,
the show?
No, but it, like...
Oh,
it,
the toy.
Yeah,
the
but no, like, it, you press the button and it did, like, the horn or something like
that. I actually have that on my car keys.
I own it. It's fucking awesome. It's a piece of plastic, but it's a cool piece of plastic.
It's because it's, like, such a thick piece of plastic that whenever I feel around in my pocket for my keys and then I pull them out by grabbing that because it's big plastic.
EG, it's been, like... 12 minutes. You haven't even mentioned Chase yet.
I know Chase really doesn't do much in this
Chase
movie.
Was a
Chase
cameo.
Was a cameo.
Chaser had a badass scene.
Yeah, he did though. He did the one thing where he almost got eaten by the fucking builder machine, and
that
then
cool.
Like flew around on like the booster mock or the booster crosser, which was the ride crosser with the boosters on them, which was neat. But I still hate all of those toys.
And then blew up the boosters.
Yeah, and then, like, sacrifice them by kamikazing them into the robot so he could jump off and do an awesome Hisatsu, which skipped the fucking Shingo Axe's charge time, by the way.
It seemed like you need to speed this up. Let's speed this up.
Yeah, so he hits the button and it immediately goes, Ideo! And then he destroys it, which was cool, but ignored their own fucking rules.
Right. Also, maybe. Very awesome mock chaser double henshin.
Yes.
Like, perfectly in sync. It was awesome.
Maybe.
Well, not perfectly. The sounds were just enough apart.
No, but the way they posed and the armor was coming onto them?
Yeah.
Perfect.
The pose and the effects happened at the same time, but the vocals of the belts were still playing right after each other.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is why Chaser got his own V-Cinema. Just to make up for, like, him not being in the movie.
Can we talk about the great scene that was Shinosuke killing Krim?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was... Yeah,
Eiji gets shot
by Dark Drive, by the way. Right in the fucking heart, too. Jesus Christ.
We need a medic!
Can we also just point out the fact that Dark Drive's weapon is the brake gunner with the Handelkin's blade on it?
Wait a minute, I just realized that as well. All, like, Chaser, Heart, Brain, or Meg... aren't really in the movie at all.
It's not the focus.
They have a cameo.
They show up just so...
Like, they're there to make a cameo. All right, we have to go back filming the series.
Exactly. You just described how they did it.
I did like how Dark Drive used his weapon, because, like, he'd slash with a sword, but then he'd use, like, the back of the weapon to, like, actually, like, pin him
knock
super
him
hard.
Over.
Like, the choreography was really, really good.
I fucking love Dark Drive, and I want to
appearance-wise, Dark Drive is fucking gorgeous. Although I do think the yellow marks on the tire kind of clash with it, but I get that it's referencing Type Special. Speaking of Type Special, well, we'll get to that when we get to it.
Let's talk about how they killed him.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like the saddest thing I've ever seen relating to a man and his belt.
It's like,
yeah,
Shinosuke, kill me.
No, but he's fighting in Type Trideron or whatever like that. And then
he goes berserk.
Krim goes berserk, takes control. And then literally, like, he's about to kill Go with the trailer cannon. And I'm just like, shit.
Yeah.
Manages to, like, shoot it up in the air, and then what he does is removes the belt from his waist, and then punches it, like, onto the ground.
He punches it out of his hand!
Yeah, I was like, whoa!
That's a little not much.
One thing, when he's like falling backwards, you see the Trinaron just like
See the Trinaron like reforming like back into existence, like
fall into place out of pieces.
I thought that was fucking awesome.
It was great, great scene actually.
And then,
Hear, that's probably the best part of the movie for me.
And I liked that, like when you're hearing Beltsun like talking, it kind of sounds like cracking, distorted. It was like really cool.
He literally just tells Tamari to kill him, and oh my god, the saddest scene ever. When I watched the Raw the first time, I actually teared up. Just Shinosuke drags the Shingo axe, which is nearby, and we were talking about it during the movie, but seeing it actually be heavy because he's not transformed was actually really great.
And even Chaser's like, no, don't!
Yeah, after he does it, which...
Well, no, before and after.
He's about to swing.
Before and after Chaser tries to dissuade him.
I loved how after he actually, like, smashed him open, Chase looks at him, do you think this is a good idea? A little too late.
Run by Internet Explorer much?
This is the third time we've seen fucking Beltsun get destroyed.
It's the second.
The only other time was in the Lupin movie.
Okay, what name?
What was the other one?
It was in the series, he was damaged.
Yeah, but not straight up shattered.
Not shattered, but he was damaged.
Okay,
so.
The point is, this is the second time he was
third time
completely
been damaged.
Yeah, no, against Freeze.
Yeah.
The first fight when Freeze had his ultimate evolution,
he didn't straight up shatter him.
No, but Beltsun got fucking broken, and when Shinosuke died.
Beltsun was a coma state.
But he was shot.
They
was
keeping him alive.
Anyways. So then we find out, Eshi's not actually Eshi, he's Roidmute number 108, and killed him from the future.
Yeah, copying Shinosuke's actual son from the future.
Right after killing him.
Who was Drive, after defeating Drive in the future, and going back in time to disguise himself as...
Fuck everyone, I was right. Eshi was Dark Drive.
To activate his past self early so he could fuse with them and start Global Freeze.
Cross-eyed.
Wait. We don't know for a fact that Eshi was Dark Drive. For all we know, the next and special shift car could have been a creation of the Roidmute.
Fair.
All we know was that Eiji was Kamen Rider Drive in his time. We don't know for a fact that he was Dark Drive.
I like to think for the sake of he was.
I like to think he was Type Next.
Yeah.
And that's why that shift car fucking existed in the first place.
What was really cool was that, like, you see him,
we have no evidence either way.
You see 108, like, he has the tablet or whatever, and he just activates, and he's like, oh, by the way, like, I modify it so Dark Drive can be used without me being in it. And I'm just like... That's cool!
Which I actually thought was a great way to explain how Tamari was able to use that belt after he snatched it.
Mm-hmm. And then, you see 108 actually transform into Dark Drive and, like, starts fighting, and I was like, this is fucking cool.
Which is cool, not just because of his transformation, but the fact that Dark Drive, unpiloted, was standing right next to him, and then you see him, like, disassemble and then recombine onto 108's body.
Some fucking Beatbuster shit!
Yeah, that's what it was! It was amazing! And then we got to see an actual proper Dark Drive Henshin later in the movie. So we got both. It was great. I love it.
Yeah, no, it was amazing. And then,
turned into Michi from Gaien with the evil laugh.
Oh, yeah! But yeah, he fires a blast, and then Chaser, like, Shinosuke, and then Chaser, like, quickly, like... But it's funny, there's a scene where, like, you see him running, and he's really far away, and then he's... fires, and then you just see him, like, right up next to Shinosuke, like, about to jump in the way to take the hit.
Slow down.
Blame it on slow down.
Yeah, slow down.
The proto-drive car.
Oh, okay, well, we're getting there. So then there's an explosion, and then Chase, who's, like, out of commission, is just like, oh, he took my belt, you must stop him. And then Shinosuke runs off, Chase is super injured. Kiriko shows up, like, hours later, like, plot rain happens.
After Tamari has gone to the proto-drive pit.
Yeah.
Yeah! So, like, because he has this letter that Beltsun gave him that says, like, don't open until August the 8th, and then
he opens one day early, apparently.
Yeah, and then, recording comes, he's like, oh, if you hear this recording, that means you broke up our promise.
But it's alright, I forgive you.
But yeah, no, the original...
I just want to imagine, Shinosuke, you were a day early. Activate security systems.
No, it's like self-destruct. T-minus. No, it's like,
Shinosuke, I knew you would arrive early. Actually, today's August 10th.
It's the day before...
My internal clock's wrong!
It's the day before the frigging promise. Cut me some slack, belts.
But I liked what he said in his message, that August 8th is the day that he first met him.
This is the day we first met Pikachu.
And then we get like a fucking 5-second flashback of like Tamari wondering where the fuck the voice is coming out of.
That was cool.
But I think it wasn't fleshed out enough.
I got it.
We deserve to see more of their origin story if they're such good friends.
About that was the scene from first episode.
No, but that was after they'd been together for 2 months.
Yeah. No, it was.
He didn't know about Beltsan prior to the first episode. He was driving the Trider on, but had zero context on anything
again,
else.
That was literally the scene
from episode one where he found out.
Beltsan did say it took him 2 months to actually, like, realize what it was.
Yeah.
To convince him to be Drive.
No, to convince him that I'm a belt that talks.
Yeah. Remember, episode one, Shinosuke had not a fucking clue prior to Beltsan opening his mouth and telling him to get moving.
I don't know.
Get your ass out of your engine!
What the fuck is that coming from? No, I just realized...
That was legit. Just a shot taken from episode one. Of the first time Beltshead decided to actually say something.
Yes, Gar.
Guys, I just realized what all these things have in common. Flashbacks. Ghost, there was the flashback with the father and son. Ninja, there was the flashback with the last ninja. Movie, flashback with driving.
My God, it's almost like flashbacks are a commonly used film trope.
You guys, I just realized the same thing we all have in common with each other. We all have skin.
Oh my God!
Oh my God, it's true! Also, I'm going to shuriken Gar for that.
You know what I'd like to find out? Where they shot the first Drive? Where is that? That's probably like a car museum or something.
I hope so.
Or imagine that's someone's like actual collection.
Chris Pepler's personal car collection.
No, maybe.
Fast and the Furious.
No, those weren't like those were more like older cars.
I know, but could you imagine a Fast and the Furious with those?
But then
cars?
We got a really touchy scene. Very feelsy scene where Kiriko shows up and like hugs Shinosuke. He's like, "Oh, I'm
after
so
pointing a gun at him."
No, okay.
Yeah.
Shit's been happening. A lot of shit's been going down. So
in
it's
one
fine.
Day,
sure. But then,
over the course of 24 hours, because it was night in that one scene before he goes to the drive.
Drama.
Yeah. Anyways. So. And then, like, she hugs him. It's like, "I'm so happy you're alive," blah, blah, blah. And they're like, "Okay, we have to stop it." And then fucking Dark Drive ruins the dry pit. I was like, "No!"
It's like what I would probably do if I was the bad guy. Like, "Fuck you, you don't get a nice moment."
No.
Blow it up!
No, you know what really ruined the moment? Like, Kiriko's, like, sad and crying and hugging him, and Tamari just, like, leans down and whispers, "Sorry, I have to get back to the plot."
Oh my God. Another Star Wars.
The
reference.
Paradox where he meets gonna, like, global son. Freeze the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to hug you more, but we gotta go save the world.
It was really cool, and then we got this awesome chase scene with the proto Trideron, it looked cool.
It's literally the black Trideron without the fifth and sixth wheel, and so it's perfect.
And we never saw Chase after that.
Yeah, Kiriko took Chase to like the pit or something.
Badly damaged afterwards.
As much as I like,
and Tamari was using his belt anyway.
As much as I like Chase, I can understand them not focusing on him for the rest of the movie.
No, that's fine. They gave him a badass scene.
Say
there
it with
you
me
go.
Now. He's not the main character.
Exactly.
Until the Chaser movie.
Anyways.
But even as we're watching that,
so we
he's
get
not the main
character. So we get this really, really awesome, kind of cute chase scene where, like, the next Trideron, huh?
What I just say? Chase is not the main character.
Chase scene. Ways. So the next Trideron is chasing the proto Trideron, and then
what did I just?
It blows up the shell, and then it becomes like the little like kind of hub.
The little type technic part.
Yeah. And then you just hear it go like. And then you just hear the next Trideron.
I'm bigger and meaner car than you.
Yeah, the ball's dropped.
Yeah, and then Shinosuke's being like just topple around, and you just see him like.
Where's Shinosuke? Well,
yeah. So it cuts to a scene of just like where, hilarious.
Right after that's like he's screaming, driving the little proto Trideron around. It just does an abrupt cut to them to the other guys.
And
at
it's
the
not
station.
Even, and it's not even like a regular ass. Tamari scream either. It's like high pitched.
Yeah.
Like, help!
me!
I just wanted it to be accompanied by that one shot from the series where you see, like, where the Tridorons, like, turbo boosted, and you see the speedometer just going, woo!
Yes. It sounded like R2-D2 yeah, right there.
That was what I drew inspiration from for that, yeah. But, like, you see, like, the speedometer is just, like, going in complete circles, even though it doesn't make sense. But I just wanted that to be part of that scene where Tomari's just going apeshit.
Yeah, and he crashes into the fucking building. That'd be amazing. Just, where's Shinosuke?
Are we at the ending yet?
Yeah. We're at the final battle.
Just about there. Later on, he meets, like, the Roid Meat with the Deco truck.
Yeah.
And he tries using the mock driver. He tries using Chase's signal bike.
And the belt just won't click.
Yeah, it doesn't work because it expects to chase.
Which
I understand.
Schmuck?
I guess
that's fine. No, because Go has it.
The Chase signal belt specifically just isn't working for him.
Yeah,
it's probably like coded just for Chasers.
Sure.
So then we get what I could consider to be like one of the coolest tensions we've seen in a while for me. Like,
oh god, yeah, that was
so cool. He like, yeah. He's like, oh, he used the Tridorong key as he's inserting it and like puts it down to the belt. Like the truck literally hits him. Just he's pushing it fucking back while he's transforming
the car with one hand while mentioning.
Before the armor comes on. So
and then
you
the armor
flattened.
Literally forms on him as he's fucking getting pushed back by this truck.
So he literally pulls a Kuga
and yeah. Transforms into super dead heat, which I wasn't too big of a fan of when like we first saw it, but it kind of grew on me. Like I still. Like, I prefer type speed.
Oh, I really
course,
like this
but
form.
No, Super Dead Heat's cool.
I like
too much yellow.
I liked it at first. No, we're talking about Super Dead Heat, not type special.
The
yet.
Bulky red form.
Yeah.
The machine chaser with
red.
Type speed head.
Who cares? These things all blend together.
I
sorry.
I may have liked it earlier, but now I've kind of gotten bored of it.
I still think it's fucking cool.
I love the helmet design, but the red
the only
is kind of too bright.
The only thing I like on it is, like, the machine chaser-style accents on the eye.
If it was, like, Enter's dark red, like, with his...
Dark red buster?
Yeah. If it was, like, that shade of red, I would love it.
Yeah, I feel like that would have fit the machine motif of the chaser buddy.
It was just too bright.
Yeah, that's part of it.
And nobody talks about it. It's just like, Shinosuke! It's
a- yeah, like, Gen and Kirigo show up, and no one's questioning the strange new form he's got.
Hey, new power-up!
Not at all.
Thanks.
New power-up, yeah.
I was also very touched over how, like, you know, how much the Tokujo branch was, like, trying to defend Shinosuke, like, so
get
much.
The rest of those episodes...
Oh, Type Tokujo?
Yeah, there's two more episodes.
They're supposed to accompany the series DVDs, aren't they? They
yeah,
should be out.
They're both out.
We'll get them soon. And then we cut to, like, the final battle where he encounters, because, like, as with him being a Roid Mude, they're all fucking obsessed with his
global freeze.
Global freeze.
It's like...
He, like, permanently wants to freeze the Earth in time.
It's
and
like,
I'm like
And as you'll notice from the thumbnail, Gen does a very hilarious pose when he's frozen in time.
But you know what? This actually, because of, like, the way he 108 even said it was, he was really just like, yeah, I just want to see humanity just be extinct. Like, he really just wants all of humanity to die. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, but if it's a permanent global freeze, how is he supposed to kill people?
I don't know, maybe just...
They'll be frozen in time! It'll be pretty fucking easy.
I've got it! In the future, it's like all this technology and floating cars and shit, and there's like lots of noise. So what the Paradox Roid Mute actually wants is some goddamn peace and quiet. So he just wants everyone to stop! Just stop! I need 5 minutes to think!
I need peace and quiet, you fucking kids!
So yeah, it starts off like Shinosuke shows up and whatever, and they actually have a really cool, like, untransformed fight. And it's always awesome seeing Shinosuke fight Henshin because he's a police officer, so he has formal training, like fighting in combat. And so it was really cool. And then, yeah, he goes super dead heat again. But then later on, there's just like Mach fucking gets involved and.
I love how even the Roid Mute is like, that stupid kit-bashed form doesn't stand a chance against me.
And then this is where, like, It was kind of bullshit, but you know what? I'm okay with it. Where he decides to throw the fuse the Trideron key with Belt Sun, throws it in the air, then shifts speed
not,
wild.
Not and just Belt Sun, Dark Drive's belt.
Yeah, so
oh,
the Roy Mute.
Oh, yeah, it was Dark Drive's
once
belt.
The Roy Mute has discarded the belt
oh,
of Drive from the future. So Drive, or Tamari, decides to yoink it and combines it with a backup of Krim's data stored inside the Trideron key because Deus Ex fucking Machina.
No, because and then smart like that.
With the assistance of the three foreign
Speed
shift cars,
and
throws
lightning.
It up into the sky just in time to catch the plot lightning.
You're gonna miss. You don't want to be struck by the lightning.
And it, of course it restores Krim into this into the new belt with his old data and memories intact, because why the fuck not?
Hey.
Krim has been known to keep secrets like this, so this is totally within his character. That, however, does not excuse this from being the most bullshit Deus Ex Machina revival of a belt that will ever be in the Kamen Rider franchise.
Hey, you know what? Krim Steinbelt is the Mayuri Kurtsuchi of Kamen Rider.
You are absolutely correct!
He plans for everything!
It's...
I had a backup plan if someone fucked with my
brain. Copied my brain!
You see,
no wonder he was so eager to have Tamari kill him! He was already planning next week's fucking lunch date!
You see, I had a backup plan of my backup plan of the backup plan. And that was my backup plan.
Somewhere in existence, I have a backup plan for if somebody screws with my
no.
brain. I have a replacement brain.
Because he even said it himself. Like,
that's Shinosuke, literally what happened!
No, because yeah. Shinosuke, like, he even mentioned, he's like, huh, so, like, it's as if you kind of, like, knew Eiji was, like, you know, something wasn't right about him. He's like, yeah, I kind of, sort of, a bit figured that he might not be who he seemed he was. And
yes,
I was like, all
yes,
right.
No, yes,
and they
no.
had, like, a little touchy, like, or... a little fizzy moment.
Did know, they not, so. At that point, have the technology to detect who was Roid Mutes or something?
No.
It's been a while since
Future.
Strife, so
future.
Sure, whatever.
No, just...
And then just the monster's yeah. like, I'm here, guys!
Can I say one thing before we keep going?
Uh-huh.
Just go to the old Drive pit and you see, like, giant boards of, like, Krim's ideas of, like, if this ever happens, I'm gonna do this. Like, just a bunch
yeah,
of
yeah, just
backup
like a whole room of, like, diagrams of his backup plans.
Like, Donatello's way in the new Ninja Turtles cartoon to get with April.
Yeah.
You can just see, like, in the Drive pit, there's just, like, a secret panel, and, like, it opens up a wall that's just, there's a bunch of just, endless shelves of just Drive drivers.
Yeah.
I just back up his consciousness into unlimited, infinite drivers.
I just like that one shot from the old Drive pit where you see him standing in front of one of his cars in like this plaid jacket.
Yeah, he's just like, I have a car.
It's like, and it does like,
yeah.
So, Super Dead Heat is not enough to defeat the Roid Mute, so after getting the Drive driver back...
Goes to speed.
He goes to speed, and it doesn't do whatever, so Kiriko, having recovered the next special shift car, has Mad Doctor modify it so they can use it, and then...
Mad Doctor's broken as shit.
Yeah, apparently that's a thing it can do.
Yep.
And then she throws it to Tamari, and in doing so, channels the fucking hologram of Eiji that's programmed into the fucking next special shift car for some reason. And then, father-son Henshin.
I liked
really.
That. I thought it was cool.
That was kind of dumb.
Functionally, it was pointless.
Fuck you.
There was no
visually, form. It was cool.
Okay, here's the thing. If it had spawned, like, a pilotless dark drive that stood beside him, that would have been amazing.
Anyways, so... Kills and then we the see Drive type special, which... Yes, the colors don't really mesh well... But I love the design. I love the helmet.
Here's the thing. I feel like they could have just had it been like a yellow version of Type Next and it would have been fine because aside from Gold Drive, Drive doesn't have a yellow form. So why couldn't they have just made it a yellow form?
It just didn't look right. It's like if I was wearing my green shirt that I'm wearing, but then threw on Eiji's blue coat. It just wouldn't look right.
It's a hodgepodge of primary colors for some reason. And like the shape of the form is great. The
yep.
helmet is great.
Yep.
The shoulders are great.
Yep.
Everything else is great.
Just
the colors.
Yeah, just the colors. Which
I agree.
The colors.
Now let's talk about the Hisa.
Oh my god, was this fucking awesome!
This was just a great big fuck you to Kiva.
So First off, what he does is, like, whoops his ass with special, in-type special, and then does this cool, like, electric sort of Shoryuken rider punch, punches him super high in the air, activates the Hisatsu, which makes the next Trideron, like, speed drive up into the air, start spinning around him super fucking fast with this awesome, like, kind of blue circle aura thingy.
I think it was supposed to represent an atom.
Oh, an atom. Okay. And then he proceeds to just do this awesome, like,
up through the sky.
Yeah, upwards rider kick, and just bam, right fucking through him, explodes him.
It was
and
some
then,
Advent Children Bahamut Sin bullshit.
And then he drops back down, de-henshins, and just knows that, because he's going to say it, at the same time, Shinosuke just goes, nice drive! And then they both just have a little chuckle about it.
That first, like, I was like, wait, I heard another voice, what's going on?
No,
it was the only time they both say it.
No, it was adorable. Like, it was fucking
It kind of was, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Ghost appeared. Moving on.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah, and
we
Ghost...
completely
Ghost,
forgot
Ghost
him.
Fought off one of the fake Roid Mutes.
Moving on.
He was floaty, and then he used Newton, and it was he was all nonchalant about it. Like, that one time where he, like, fought off Tutankhamun Spectre.
Yeah, fucking he uses Newton and just propels, like, the Roid Mutes back, and then the truck, like, is coming towards the Roid Mutant, and it just
and he
goes
spikes
and
the dude through the truck.
Yeah,
as I said,
awesome.
I love it. He just has, like, his two hands on it, and it's just going,
I think we should start wrapping this. Last thing to mention was the cuteness between at the very end.
We all got a laugh out of that.
That was hilarious.
It's like,
They're reviewing the events, and Tamari was like, he finally realizes, I didn't ask about who his mother was.
Didn't he say, my mother never smiled, except when she was telling me that story about you.
He looks over at Kiriko
for a second. Could it be?
Just, like, bursts out laughing
all of a sudden, and just turns around.
And
like,
she thinks he's laughing at her face.
This movie.
And they start running around and doing
technically he is, in
yes,
a way, but...
But for a different reason.
And then great. We get this cool...
I will not bestow my seat upon this dumpster womb.
Ooh.
We get this cool ending theme, which is really awesome.
Re-Ray.
Yeah, Re-Ray.
Yeah.
So yeah, this movie was really well.
I liked it.
This movie was really well, Gar.
Beats the fucking Guy movie, that's for sure.
Real well, that is.
No. Better than soccer.
Better than the Guy movie.
No, that Guy...
I feel like Kamuro still requires revenge.
Kamuro was worthless.
There's only one thing I have to complain about this Drive movie. Mm. The random guest cameos.
Well, for Japan,
it makes sense for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The two dudes driving
the Decoton were obviously a
comedic
pair of comedians.
Duo,
and then the lady in the police office
idol.
And it was probably an idol and her manager or whatever. I don't care enough to look up who they are. They're cultural icons. Where
no, if anything, David Bowie was. Oh wait, never mind. Too late.
Too soon.
Too soon. That was too soon.
But yeah. So if you like, if you're listening to this and you didn't see the surprise feature movie, like
what the fuck?
Go watch it. It's cool.
No,
it's very
good.
Cool.
It's good. I promise.
Yeah, but what if they didn't watch Drive?
Go watch Drive. It's fucking amazing.
Watch
series.
It anyways. They recap the show at the start of the movie.
I know David's gonna hate me for fucking saying this, but honestly, yes, Drive is my favorite Rider series ever. It's fucking amazing.
Uchita.
No, that's his favorite Rider.
Forza is my favorite Rider.
But yeah,
I was just reminding everyone that Forza happened in Ghost.
Oh yeah,
like us on Podbean, Twitter,
Facebook, follow us on our newly made Cast Ranger Twitter accounts. So we made
Was this your idea?
Yes, this is my idea. Yeah,
So I made, because
like some people make like role playing Twitter accounts just like to be fun. So like there's like Emo Kylo Ren and like Very Lonely Luke and stuff as examples. So I decided why not? I made a Pink Caster Twitter. So like if you can follow me at Caster Pink, and I just like it kind of like
so
it's a preview
you.
Of how like our characters are going to be in the Cast Ranger game.
You mean us?
Yeah, all of us,
essentially.
Sure. Well, we don't all have Twitter accounts yet.
Well,
like you said, it would be like us.
Anyways, they're in character. Sort
anyway,
of.
So yeah, so I
we
thought it was a cute.
It out,
I thought it was a cute thing to do. So
yeah, I did it because of peer pressure. So mine is at Blue Cast Ranger.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. So this is it for this week. So hope you enjoyed.
None of these fucks
happened. Bye-bye, everyone. Everyone wants to go to bed now, so...
It's late, we're tired, Surprise Future was great. We'll see you all next week.
Bye.
Hopefully with a guest star.
Next week's my birthday!